Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Eve, Ruby and Olive with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, today will mark the start of Queensland's improved access to adult ADHD diagnosis through specialist GPs. While specialist GPs have been able to diagnose and prescribe for ADHD for children since 2017 in Queensland, today's changes will make Queensland the first state to allow a similar process for adults. The Royal Australian College of GPs estimates patients will be able to save between $500 to $1,400 each year in out-of-pocket costs. In other local news, advocacy group Jigsaw Queensland is voicing concerns over adoption practices in Queensland. The group provides support services for people affected by adoption and is calling for an overhaul of, quote, outdated adoption laws that sever children's legal ties to their biological families. The submission was made public this week, coinciding with the 13th anniversary of the Queensland Government's apology for forced adoption, delivered by then Premier Campbell Newman. This also comes after the Crisafulli government has repeatedly flagged that it wants to strengthen pathways for children in residential care to move to foster care or adoption.
And for your national news, just a quick content warning for the first story as it discusses domestic and family violence. There has been a surge in reports from frontline service providers in Australia of perpetrators of family and domestic violence using smart cars as a means of coercive control. Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Commissioner Michaela Cronin said the features are being used not just for tracking, but also for harassment and intimidation, as the vehicles are able to remotely control engine movements, locks and unlocks. Cronin said that the issue is also applicable to smartphones, watches, fridges and home security. Victims are urged to call emergency services and take cars to dealerships to reset device links and reissue digital keys to confirm no shared access to accounts remain. And in other national news, two Greenpeace Australia Pacific activists were arrested yesterday on a coal ship outside the port of Newcastle after a seven-hour peaceful protest. The protest was a part of Sunday's Rising Tides People's Blockade, which saw the protesters secure themselves to anchor chains and other parts of the ship. As of now, no official charges have been made, and the port was closed for the rest of the weekend.
In international news, a U.S. pharmaceutical company, Eli Lilly, went up to $1.5 trillion valuation last week, joining a club that up until now had been exclusively occupied by artificial intelligence businesses. The share price of the company had now surged to 40% after reporting the sales of weight loss pharmaceuticals Mounjaro and Zepbound had more than doubled. Researchers say these valuations over $1 trillion only occur when investors believe something world-changing is happening, with many predicting that the weight loss drug industry will be changing the world maybe just as significantly as AI. For your weather today, Brisbane is clear, sunny, and a beautiful start to December. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The river is coming down from its peak at 7 a.m. and should drop to low tide after midday. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. Be sure to wear a hat today, that is, maybe even two. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.